Bring a guest in by phone here this morning. Boy, a lot of folks are doing things by phone and computer here today with the weather conditions the way they are. But Melissa Johnson is with us this morning. She's helping with the Girls Valkyrie Wrestling Program, the SWAT Valkyrie Wrestling Program, and they've got an event coming up tomorrow. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. As part of that group, a lot's expected, and some of that is fundraising. And I see with a tournament you've got going on tomorrow, you're doing a little fundraising.
Absolutely. I'm actually with the SWAT Valkyrie Booster Club, and so that's our big thing, is to help raise funds for these girls so that they have the things that they need to excel in a brand new program. So we've raised money to purchase singlets and warm-ups and equipment for their wrestling room, and there's also fees associated and travel costs associated with getting these girls to Super Regionals, which is a pre-qualifier for state, and then state as well. So lots of things that cost a lot of money in today's age, and so that's what the Booster Club does, is we just try and help raise those funds for the girls.
Yeah, folks sometimes look at those things and think that they just happen, because that's the way it works, but everything has a cost.
Yes, it sure does.
Well, talk a little bit about the program. Has it been pretty positive? This is, what, second year now?
Yes, this is the second year. We started out, we were five school districts combined. This year, we're actually three school districts combined. One of those districts, that made more sense for them to go with a different district, just proximity-wise. And the other district decided they were going to field their own team. So we are Atlantic, CAM, and Nottoway Valley combined to make the SWAT, which is Southwest Area Team, SWAT Valkyries. So our program, we've got a full roster of girls, a full varsity roster, and JV girls that wrestle as well. Program is growing, popular among the girls. We have a great coaching staff working with them. It's a really exciting time for these girls to be jumping into the wrestling scene.
You bet. Well, you've got a tournament tomorrow. It'll be at the Atlantic High School. And do you have a good chunk of teams coming in?
We do. This looks to be a very big tournament. And with the way the weather's been, a lot of these teams have not had a single tournament since before Christmas. And so we think as long as the weather cooperates, we're going to have all these teams here tomorrow. So it should be a good tournament, lots of good wrestling. This is the last tournament for us before we go to Sioux City for Super Regionals next Friday. So we're pretty excited.
Man, it's all coming to a head real fast. Holy smokes. Well, talk a little bit about tomorrow's activities, because in addition to the wrestling, as we mentioned earlier, fundraising is important, and you've got a unique way to raise funds tomorrow.
We do. Since we expect we're going to have a lot of people there, and we expect to have a really good home crowd as well, because we're going to be doing Parents Day tomorrow, where every wrestler will be introduced with their parents, and we will honor the seniors as well. In addition to that, we are doing a fundraiser. We are doing a silent auction pie fundraiser, and we're really excited. All of these girls who are absolutely awesome on the mat and in the wrestling room are going to show off their culinary skills. Each one of the girls is bringing a pie, which will be auctioned off in the silent auction tomorrow. We have about 22 pies, all of our varsity and JV wrestlers, as well as one of our managers, will be bringing pies. And we've got pies ranging from strawberry pie to German chocolate cheesecake to a peach pie that was one of our wrestlers' state fair pie this year. So we're really excited. There's going to be a huge variety of pies there. We'll have them set up in the commons, and people can get around and just do silent auction bids on the pies, and the auction will close at the end of the day. If people aren't present and they want to bid on a certain wrestler's pie, they are sure welcome to do that. We actually have a Facebook page. It's called SWAT Area our SWAT Valkyries Booster Club Facebook page, and then they can follow along there and place bids, or they can just text or call me, too, if they're trying to keep up with a certain wrestler and they want to keep bidding on their pie. They're welcome to call me or text me tomorrow at 712-249-9108, and I can put in their bid on their pie.
All right, very good. So fairly casual. It's not going to be an active auction. It's going to be something that folks can keep tabs on as the day moves along.
Yes, yes.
Very good. Do you have any goals set on what you'd like to raise?
It would be awesome if each one of these gals with pies brought about $100. We'd take more than that. We'll take whatever we can get, though.
Yeah, exactly. We put a low limit, but the high limit, that's whatever folks want to do. That would be awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, I just, as I said earlier, I don't think people realize the costs associated with something like this, and it's just an ongoing thing. It'd be great to have funders out there ready to pile money in all the time, but it's just not a reality.
Right, right. We've been amazingly supported. We've had sponsors both years that have kicked in and made really, really generous contributions to our program. And we appreciate it so much because the startup costs were pretty high, you know, with outfitting a whole entire team and a whole entire wrestling room. But, you know, even after those things are covered, there's still a lot of costs that come up that with a brand new program, you know, and being split between three schools, it just makes financing the program a little bit difficult. So we're just grateful for every bit of support that we have had and continue to get from the communities involved with SWAT.
Yeah, you mentioned too the support's been pretty good. The participation levels are good. How's the fan support been? Have they followed well?
It's definitely growing. I think last year, not everybody knew what our schedule was or where to find the schedule. But now the schools are trying to get the schedules published a little bit better. We have a poster that a lot of our sponsors have hanging up in their businesses that also has our schedule. So we're definitely seeing more people come out. People are getting really excited about girls wrestling. It was sanctioned last year. And so as with the sanctioning, it has grown. It's growing into college as well. And so it just kind of seems to be like a snowball effect that it's growing and just getting to be a big, big thing.
You had to say snowball after a snowstorm. Well, they can always check out the Facebook page there, too, if they're social media aware, and find out more about what's going on there, too. Very good.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Melissa. I appreciate that. Melissa Johnson is, I believe, club vice president, right, of the Booster Club?
That is correct, yeah.
For the SWAT Valkyrie Wrestling Squad. And again, that event tomorrow, that tournament, let's see, it says 10 a.m. and it'll start the bidding at 9 a.m. So the tournament starts at 10, the bidding starts at 9, and you can follow along through the day, not just the pie auction, but also some of your favorite local wrestlers as well with that tournament coming up tomorrow at the Atlantic High School. Melissa, thank you again for the time. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.